Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is the segment where I have something to say. I got something I want to talk to you, just the two of us. You know, folks, have you heard this passage from the Old Testament? The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Well, when Jeremiah and Ezekiel both prophesied that term, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge, 2,600 years ago, when they both did that 2,600 years ago, it was to offer hope for a time when the children of Israel would stop having the sins of the fathers visited on them. Well, as a student of the evolution of American capitalism over the past half century, recent observations on my part have moved me to paraphrase the ancients with a new marketplace maxim that I pray will not become prophetic. And here it is. Wall Street has eaten sour grapes, and Main Street's teeth are set on edge. Alas, my passage is not about hope for a sweeter time, but rather a lament for concern for the opposite. My perspective is informed by three periods of time: the Reagan boom, the post-2008 financial crisis, and the post-2016 election. I'll split the latter, the post-election time, on either side as bookends on either side of the other two. So let's talk about post-election 2016. When we awoke on Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, to the shocking Electoral College tally showing Donald Trump had preempted the anointing of Hillary Clinton as president, the Dow Jones was already in record territory at 18,323. By closing bell that day, the index was up 265 points. Since then, the Trump bounce has driven the Dow Jones through the once mythical 20,000 level on the way to 21,000, the fastest 1,000-point run in history. Meanwhile, out here on Main Street, the 44-year NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism reported its own historic spike in that sentiment since the election. We reported on that right here with Bill Dunkelberg. But a small business can't eat optimism. And my recent online polling indicates less than a third of our respondents are seeing customer enthusiasm actually ringing a cash register. After a tough decade, unlike investors, consumers are more measured than manic, so it's likely to take months of sustained optimism to manifest as Main Street sales growth. Now let's go back into a little time into the Reagan boom. Once upon a time, small business benefited from an exuberant stock market. Beginning in the third quarter, 1982, the Dow Jones caught a rocket to a 52% increase over the next four quarters to 3,071. Remember that? And with the exception of a correction or two along the way, including the 1987 Black Monday crash, Wall Street didn't look back until the turn of the new millennium, when it closed at a record high of 11,722 on January 14th, 2000. Most of you remember that. Main Street businesses had much to be excited about, because in those days, it was an article of faith that the stock market was a leading indicator of the economy. During that same period, as it had always done, the rising Wall Street tide raised Main Street boats too. Indeed, in that 18-year economic expansion from 82 to 2000, just a shorter one from about 2002 to 2007, also plus that one in the Bush years, that old leading indicator dynamic between Wall Street and Main Street was made manifest during which was called the Reagan boom, the 25-year Reagan boom. A Wall Street reached new records, annual GDP growth which is the favorite indicator of small firms, went up 3.5% average per year. All that time, all that 25-year period, Wall Street reached new records and the economy grew. Now, that's what was happening during the Reagan boom. Now, let's move over to the post-financial crisis. American macrocapitalism changed significantly in 2007 with the Great Recession, which overlapped the financial crisis of 2008. The Great Recession began in the fourth quarter of 2007. The financial crisis didn't happen until almost a year later. But in the process of surviving those two gut punches, the Great Recession and the financial crisis, corporate America and Wall Street shifted their business practices by focusing inward more than ever before. Inward meaning investing less in the Main Street economy. To the extent that the once dependable maxim, Wall Street is a leading indicator of the economy, morphed into my observation that Wall Street is now merely a leading indicator of itself. Main Street is on its own. And here's my evidence. First, while the U.S. economy was experiencing essentially a lost decade, 2017 to 2016, I'm sorry, 2007 to 2016, that basically a lost decade, with GDP growth averaging only about 1.4%, including only about 2% annually for the 7 years following the Great Recession, the stock market during that same time spent 5 years setting new records, while the Main Street economy was languishing barely, not even at an expansion rate, at barely above recession, stock market was setting new records. For 3 years running, in the first quarter of 2014, 15, and 16, two things happened simultaneously that had only happened before in bizarro world. First, GDP went perilously negative in 14 and 15, and only achieved 0.5% growth in 2016. And by the way, we just learned that 2017 is not going to be a good first quarter. It's going to be around the same number as the other three. But in that same time, including this year, the Dow Jones reached new record highs in every one of those first quarters. Four first quarters in a row, the economy was in danger, two of them four, one quarter away from being in a recession, and the other two barely above break even. In those same four first quarters, the stock market reached new record highs. Again, my folks, how many years have you heard me ask this question? What's wrong with this picture? There's been no corporate earnings performance since November 8 to justify the spike of 15% for the Dow Jones and 11% for the S&P. Where's the fundamentals evidence one would expect to cause equities to wander into unicorn territory? It's true, the hope of a more business-friendly government is raising optimism in all sectors of the marketplace. Small businesses is raising the optimism of small business. It's also raising the optimism of consumers. No question about it. But unlike Wall Street, a small business can only spend what it takes in from serving customers. Our top-line mana falls from customers, not mania, not manipulation, and not borrowed money when the Fed decides to counterfeit U.S. dollars, like Wall Street does. Smarter people than I are forecasting a stock market correction if, for example, there's no tax reform this year. My sour grapes concern is that having already clipped its coupons on the post-election exuberance, a correction this year for any reason will set the economy back abruptly, derailing Main Street small businesses' bounce before it ever happens. No one on Main Street begrudges the success of Wall Street, but right now the disconnect between the two once symbiotic sectors is at once illogical and unsustainable. When the irrational exuberance of Wall Street ultimately reconciles with reality, that event should not cause Main Street to become collateral damage before the latter ever gets to play in the game. When Wall Street eats sour grapes, It should not set Main Street's teeth on edge.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.